When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? Welcome to today's session, Action Tribe Attunement. And many of you might be hearing this for the very first time. We usually do long form interviews, but this is a brand new segment, which I'm sure that you're going to enjoy. So if you're new to our show, My Seven Chakras, then firstly, I want to give you a warm, warm welcome and know that you are in the right place. In short, what we're going to do today is we're conducting a global healing experiment, which is super exciting for people who are going through certain challenges, certain chronic pain, or maybe other struggles in their life. And I want to provide this platform so that people are able to reduce their pain and their challenges. And I'm going to tell you a bit more. But before that, I've got a quick announcement for you. If you're interested in learning about your chakras and identifying the hidden blocks or forces that might be holding you back from your desired life, then you must attend the live training that I'm hosting this Thursday online. Visit www.mysevenchakras.com/live training. I'm actually going to show you how small energy blocks in your body can lead to illness and disease and what you can do about it. You're going to discover five really easy and effective ways to start balancing your chakras right away, immediately after the session ends. And by the end of our time together, you will have walked away with a newfound confidence in the power of chakra healing work. So if you are interested, if this sounds interesting, then make sure you save your spot. The link you need is mysevenchakras.com/live training. Seven is a word, mysevenchakras.com/live training. All right, so back to today's session. So as you all know, I'm always asking my spirits and my guides for nudges and messages as to what to do next, right? And a few months back, I got a message from spirit that I need to use my global platform for healing. And so I meditated some more on that, which led to an epiphany. What if we do an experiment, a healing experiment that would test the power that resides in each and every one of our hearts, right? The plan is that I'm going to facilitate these healing sessions during which all of our listeners, including you, would lean in and send healing energies and intentions toward the person who is on our healing seat, that is my guest, so to speak. And if this works, it would mean that the person receiving the healing would receive the energies whenever someone listens to a session, and for as long as the episode exists, right? Which is awesome. Now, this is a global healing experiment, and because you are the one sending the energies, it is called Action Tribe Attunement. So here's how we're going to do this. Firstly, we're going to learn more about the person who is going to receive the healing so that you get to know the person on a more deeper level, and then we'll begin the healing journey. I'm going to guide you through this. Are you excited? Are you ready for this? So let's begin. So firstly, let's welcome Amina to our session today. Amina, thanks a lot for joining me.
Hi, AJ. Thank you very much for this invitation to this Action Tribe attunement and this fabulous chance to receive healing energy for the community. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So for people who are listening right now, could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
I'm a mom of two great boys, now 22 and 20 years old. They are my life and my motivation to learn and to be the best of myself every day. I come from Seychelles. I moved to Luxembourg right after my university studies, got married and had my kids. So just to know, today I'm a statistician and project manager in the field of education. So I work with educators and I ask them, how do you use the information you have every day to create the very best school that you can have? Yeah, so that's in short what I do.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you work with educators and sort of enable them to spread the wisdom and knowledge and education and help them better, do a better job, which is an amazing thing in my opinion. Thanks a lot for sharing. So Amina, what is your biggest challenge right now that needs some healing?
Yeah, so that it is a biggest challenge, but I also admit that it is not the biggest challenge in life that many people would have like a chronic pain, or but it is really something that I've struggled with, is feeling that I'm not good enough. How do I feel better? How do I have a sense of belonging where I am? So it started with my move from a developing country to a highly developed one. And that means a big jump to a new country, a new culture, new languages, new social norms. I start from unemployed to being today a career that I have built. But I always think I need to prove myself. I had to learn three languages. I had to raise two children. I'm still studying. I still work long hours. And so I would love to belong. And my biggest challenge to find that, to believe in myself, to get the recognition, not to be afraid of failure. And so that was like that side of me. And I also know at the other side, I have a throat imbalance because I have a hypoactive thyroid disorder for years now. So now knowing about chakras and all, I'm thinking that, yeah, expressing myself and not feeling rejection, it must be one of my biggest challenges.
Got it. So thanks a lot for sharing, Amina. Firstly, the first step is to be able to be aware, right, of some of the challenges that you're facing in your life. You know, there are some people who are not even aware of what challenges there are, but at least you know that, you know, there are certain obstacles in your way. Maybe like you mentioned, you want to feel that sense of belonging. You want to move past your judging yourself or feeling like it's not enough, or maybe you want to move past that mindset that makes you feel like you're failing. But through your story, it seems like you have achieved a lot. You've pushed past your boundaries in your comfort zones. You moved countries. You're meeting with new people. You're supporting your kids. You know, so in my opinion, firstly, this is a huge win. But definitely we can send some healing energies your way. And what I believe is that we all have an inner healer within ourselves, right? And also our chakras have a consciousness of their own. Once it receives the heart energy, your body, your inner healer, sort of remembers the healing blueprint that is deep within you. And that has the effect of your chakras getting cleared. And once that happens, as you might know, your root is cleared. So you have that sense of belonging no matter where you are. Then once you work on your solar plexus chakra, you have that sense of inner confidence, that resiliency, you know, and of moving past that so that you express that inner fire. Once you are able to express your voice, like you mentioned, clear your throat chakra, you're able to express the beauty, the stories, the ideas, all of that that is there within your heart right now. It is able to come out more clearly in a more articulate manner. So I sense a lot of promise in terms of what lies ahead of you. And we're going to give it our best. Not just me, but our listeners as well are going to really lean in and help you achieve your visions in your goal. Now, could you tell us, Amina, how does your current situation make you feel like at the moment?
Well, yeah, thank you for the words of encouragement. And I really feel that I've moved ahead a lot. I've succeeded in a lot of things that I have done. But recently, I've encountered more struggles, more insensitivity at work, each one for his own, hypocrisy, selfishness, mistrust, egos, lack of recognition, appreciation, which made me go for a dive. I went down after having gone up for so long. And feelings of rejection. So I understand you. Yeah, it's really pushed me out of my comfort zone. And today I have a fear of, it's like I lost my confidence. I feel there's a fear of speaking up honestly, even if I tried, it backfired sometimes. Mm-hmm. So how do I go forward without being afraid and feeling small and feeling rejected? So, but what I feel today, like, what I have tried so far, so I stumbled upon your podcast in April 2017. You had one on thyroid disorders. And since then, I have just been hooked. And I was like, it was this eye-opener to the world where I was like, okay, there's this other side where I can work on my chakras, chakra balancing and all that. So today, what I feel really is I see things differently. So I know that out there, there is this soul contract that I must have done, that all that I face today, I had a contract to be able to learn from it, to grow. So I feel empowered by knowing that part of the situation. So I have tried also certain things.
Right.
I don't know whether I can talk about this at this point, but... I feel empowered. I feel that there is something to be done. I just have to jump. I just have to forget the fear and I have to go.
Right. Wonderful. That's amazing that you know this. And like Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at begin to change as well. And very often we have our inner guru within us, right? We have that higher self within us that knows exactly what steps we need to take. What is the next thing that we need to do? How do we go beyond that judgment that we face from others and criticism and hypocrisy and backbiting and negativity and that difficult environment that people tend to create, especially those who are not on the healing journey, not on the spiritual path, and it becomes difficult, right, for each and every one of us to thrive in such a situation. But like you've mentioned and you've alluded to, you sort of know what is that next step or steps that you need to do. You just need to channel all that inner energy and that wisdom and that chakra energy to boost and to go past that, right? So if you could wave a magic wand, take away your pain, take away your obstacles and challenges, what would you do? And how would that feel? Because it's important to visualize the outcome, right? That's, I think, one of the most powerful exercises that one can do. If you could wave a magic wand and take away all your obstacles, what would you do and how would it feel?
So today what I'm already doing is I've learned and I know that works is gratitude and meditation. I learned that from your podcast and all your experts. So I've come on this. I know this will work. And so I'm doing that. But what I need to do now, I need to have the courage to either ignore these feelings of rejection that's coming from work and saying I'm stronger than that and move past that and learn, or I need to change to view the challenges as opportunities and find perhaps new avenues and continue my journeys. But I need to take the risk. I would take the risk without being afraid, and I would jump and I would believe in myself and I will succeed and I would show up every day at my best. If I could do this with all that I have acquired as experiences up to now, that would be the magic one. Use the experiences and learning and all the learning and just jump. Perhaps in this career, perhaps in the spiritual, but I would go. Now for the moment, I'm afraid.
Wonderful. That's really, really profound and eloquent that you mention it in that way. That what you need to do now is sort of believe in yourself, move past your obstacles and just jump, right? And that's what we need to do sometimes. What I believe is that we all have a spirit team and a panel of guides that are with us all the time and probably have been with us since the very beginning of our birth. And sometimes they put in front of us obstacles and challenges. And you might think, why did they do that? Well, they do that because you're here on this playground of earth to learn certain, you know, skills, to learn certain lessons in life. And in order to learn these lessons and in order to go to the next level of, you know, your spiritual consciousness, you have to go through this difficulty and these challenges. And but what you rightly said is, you know, maybe you need to channel your inner force, your inner courage. And you're a mom, and I know that for a fact, that moms have this special energy that they, you know, bring out of nowhere, and it comes and they're able to achieve wonders and do magic. So you have that upper hand already, you know. So with that, let us begin our healing session. So Action Tribe listeners, everyone who's listening right now, I'd like for you to participate, and I highly suggest you do. Just relax yourself wherever you are. You're going to be the facilitators over here as we send healing energy to Amina. So listeners, let go of any tension that you might be having. Take a deep breath in and let it go. Take another deep breath in and let it out. And Amina, you can also relax and be ready to receive some wonderful healing therapeutic energy. Listeners, imagine a bright white light that is currently in your mind, in your brain right now, and is slowly going down your head, down your neck, and slowly entering your heart. And as soon as this happens, as soon as the light enters your heart lights up into a bright, pulsing green color, and you begin to feel nice and warm and fuzzy all over. Now, visualize the human body in your mind. And for the purpose of this session, we're going to assume that that figure of the human body is Amina. And take a deep breath in. And visualize streams of white healing light coming out of your heart and into Amina's body. And this white light infuses into her prana, energetic body that is around her and within her, and really starts going through her root chakra, up the sacral, upper solar plexus chakra, then the heart, then the throat, and the third eye chakra, and it goes through her crown, and like a fountain, it spurts out, sort of like giving her an energetic shower and giving her the energy, the prana, the chi, and the life force that she needs in order to push through these struggles and difficulties, so that she's able to find that inner confidence. She's able to have that sense of deep belonging wherever she is right now. She's able to effortlessly articulate the thoughts and the ideas and the opinions into the world through her throat. She is able to assert that, you know, self-confidence where it's needed, and she's also able to use her heart and exhibit compassion, but not only that, receive love and appreciation and goodness and things like that into her heart as well. And for that, all of you Action Tribe members right now who are healers and shamans and doctors and teachers and yogis and elders and sentient beings that are listening right now, I need your support. So with all of your breath, take a deep breath in and send energy to Amina, to her root chakra, to her solar plexus chakra, to her throat chakra, and to her heart chakra, because that's where I'm getting where the block is right now, and we need to work on these four chakras so that her inner healer is able to receive your wonderful radiant prana energy and get to work to restore, rejuvenate, and give her that force, that drive, that enthusiasm, that inspiration to go past her challenges and discomfort and really in the process, inspire those people who have been negative towards her, who have been biased or hypocrite. They will see her change and they will feel inspired to make a change as well. And as you do this, listeners, your own heart will glow brighter and stronger. You'll feel lighter. So take another deep breath and send out all the healing white light, the warm, powerful light from your heart to our receiver today, who is Amina, to her four chakras, the root, the solar plexus, the heart, and the throat chakra, so that she is able to belong, feel that sense of belonging and support and understanding. She's able to express her inner confidence and that fire and that assertiveness and that self-esteem, and she's able to connect deep down with her community, with her tribe, with people that know, like, and trust her. She's able to articulate and express and share the thoughts, the ideas, the messages that people around her are wanting to hear, so that her her throat is open and allows for this expression of energy. We're going to send some more energy now. Take another deep breath in. Send it out. The Action Tribe, the good part is that when you send healing energy, you also, in the process, receive an abundance of healing energy yourself. Because that's how it works. That's how energy works. When you send it out to reduce someone's pain, energy comes back to you and reduces your pain. Take another deep breath in. Send our healing energy to Amina. No matter where you are in the world, use your imagination, your visualization, your focus, your sentience, your care to ensure that the energies reach out to our receiver for today, who is Amina, so that she can use these energies to get back into a state of balance and rejuvenation and confidence and flow and focus and painless living, so that she's able to work towards her purpose and identify or move closer to her dharma, and she's able to be the best person that she is for the greater good of all that are concerned, in a healthy and harmonious way. So, Amina, how are you feeling so far?
I got the shivers while listening to you. It felt so good. It felt really, really good. And I happened to check up my clock while you were sending the last wave, and it was 22:22.
Wow. Wonderful.
Excellent. Thank you so, so much, AJ, for that.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot, Amina. Now, since we are not doing this session live, you will begin to feel much more sensation, much more changes as soon as we schedule this, and it goes all throughout the world to Africa and South America and USA, Canada, Australia, and, places wherever people are listening. But immediately, just when we're doing this right now, on a subconscious level, we've already connected with those people. We've already connected with those people who have to send energies, because that's how powerful this is, because this experience, it transcends time and space. And that's how beautiful and effective this is. Action Tribe, thank you so much for participating in this session and sending your heart energy so wonderfully and so with so much of giving, right? So I appreciate you for that. Remember, we cannot do these sessions without you. So make sure that you listen to these sessions and you send in your healing energy every Friday. That's the plan. That's when we plan to schedule these sessions. This is a great practice for you, especially if you're new to the path of healing. This is a good training to become a healer yourself in the future, or maybe even now. Now, if you enjoyed today's session, send me an email, aj@my7chakras.com, and let me know how the experience was and how you felt. If you're on Instagram, which I'm pretty active on nowadays, just send a snapshot of yourself while listening to this episode and make sure you tag me so that we can connect. This global healing experiment is for people who are diagnosed with a chronic disease or are having some kind of difficulty or challenge or roadblock in different areas of your life. It might not just be health challenges, but it could be, like today, a different challenge people who've tried different options but haven't received a proper solution yet or a breakthrough yet. So if you know someone who might be a good fit for this, then make sure you reach out to me. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. Seven is a word, aj@my7chakras.com. Send in your stories and I'd love to read your stories, and if it makes sense, if it's a fit, then I'd love to have that person on board. We can't have everyone. I would love to have everyone ultimately, but right now I want to reserve this for those who really need this, dose of energy so that they're able to move past their current obstacles or challenges. So thanks for your time, and until next time, keep taking massive action. And I'm going to talk to you soon.
You are listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.